Good morning. I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's time once again for The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on economic news in the Bluegrass. Tourism continues to be a major economic driver for the local economy, with more and more national publications singling out Central Kentucky as a desired destination. Joining me to talk about this is Mary Quinn Raymer, president of Visit Lex. Good morning.
Good morning, Alan.
Now, you have to be gratified to see our fair city getting all of this love. What do you think is behind our best-kept secret status?
Well, I think, first of all, let me say yes, absolutely. I'm thrilled by the recognition and press that we've received, especially since the first of this year. And I think there are a combination of factors that are driving that designation. I am just so pleased that we're keeping some very good company. And as you probably recall, we've been on many must lists for 2018. We started the year off with Vogue, followed up by Southern Living, have had some great feedback from Zagat and TripAdvisor as well as destinations to watch. I think it's a couple of things are driving that. Number one, I think mid-sized cities are really popular right now. And of course, as you've seen over the last few years, the South has been increasingly popular. So we just happen to be a mid-sized city at the doorstep, or the front porch, if you will, to the South. And so that bodes really well for us. We also at Visit Lex have been making a very concerted effort with our public relations proactive outreach efforts. And I think we are finally seeing some of those placements come to life. Just in May, we had a lovely feature in Town and Country. And as you probably have seen over the last couple weeks, Top Chef is filming in Kentucky for their 16th season. And we have had them in Lexington a couple of times and expect them to be back in Lexington a couple more times before they finish their taping at the end of June. So all in all, it's made for a pretty fantastic start to 2018. A lot of very positive buzz about our city in Central Kentucky.
Now, the Top Chef, you cannot disclose the locations where they were filming.
No, I really can't. However, I can say that we have tried to, when we brought them in for their site visit in the fall of 2017, we tried to showcase the diversity and the energy and enthusiasm around Lexington and particularly the culinary scene. And so they have taken good notes, and I can tell you that some of our iconic destinations will absolutely make their way into, or at least I feel very confident that they'll make their way into what we see on the screen when the show airs around the holidays of later this year.
All right. Now, you have a brand new visitor center open in the renovated old courthouse, and I know you want to talk about that.
I do. As a matter of fact, we are just 1 week into being officially moved in. Our administrative team and our visitor center are so thrilled to be a part of the brand new reimagined courthouse square. We moved our admin offices at the end of April, and we just opened up our visitor center soft opening last Friday. Our official ribbon cutting is this week on June 14th at 10 a.m., and we're very excited about being in this historic building and also having this great public building open for very public purpose, and that is to say welcome to not only our locals but also visitors from around the world.
And how are you utilizing that extra space that, you now have?
We have completely reimagined our visitor center space. We wanted to do something that was obviously in fitting with the grandeur of the building. It's such a gem, architecturally rich, and we wanted our particular footprint in it to be very complimentary. So we've got some wonderful interactive exhibits. We have featured media and technology very heavily in this iteration of our visitor center. That's fantastic for a couple reasons. First of all, we live in a beautiful place, and we are able to showcase and whet the appetite, if you will, while people are in our center with all the stunning imagery and exciting and diverse offerings of the city. And then also it allows us to be a little bit more nimble and flexible, so we can be seasonal in our message. We can welcome big groups or conventions to town with our technology. We even have a really fun feature where you can send a digital postcard right from our visitor center to friends and family around the world. So we're really excited to be open. We've already had a number of locals come in just intrigued about seeing the building, and we certainly would encourage everyone to visit us. We're there every single day from 9 to 5 and on the weekends as well.
Mary Quinn Raymer, President of Visit Lex, has been our guest on The Business Side, and continued success.
Thank you so much.